Hello, everybody. I want to welcome you to the Florida Building Commission's Product Approval Program Oversight Committee meeting of December 2nd, 2019. First order of business is to remind you of our teleconference participation process. And the primary components of that are, please be aware of background noise that you make, especially on speakerphones, or having side conversations, how they're amplified into the system. It would be helpful if you would put your phone on mute, but not hold. Other than our commissioners, our POC members, who will be speaking more frequently, we will stack names when it's time to speak on each issue. Everybody will have their opportunity, but please wait until you're called upon to do so. And then I'm going to go ahead and do a roll call to ensure that we have a quorum. Commissioner Stone, Jeff?
Present.
Commissioner Compton, Dave?
Yes,
here.
Commissioner Dean, Nan?
Present.
Commissioner Gilson, David?
I'm here.
All right. Commissioner Humberger, Robert?
Here.
Very good. And Commissioner Swope, Brian? All right. Well, we have five of six members, so we have a quorum. Let's go ahead and introduce those of us here in Tallahassee.
Jim Hammers.
Zubeyde Benici.
Mo Madani.
Chris Howell.
Justin Vogel.
Tom Campbell.
And I'm Jeff Blair. And I guess Commissioner Stone, if you go ahead and review the agenda. When we get to the product approval applications, the consent agenda, I'd like to say something initially before we go ahead and move forward with that, so if we could talk about the process of how we'll handle the comments that were received on the lateness. But
hey, Jim, see if your phone may be interfering with you.
It's not on.
Okay, I'm not sure what's causing
right.
This.
So go ahead, Jeff.
Ready? The agenda has been posted. Do we have any changes for the agenda? Not hearing any. Do we have a motion for approval of the agenda as posted?
Compton, move approval.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second, Dean.
Thank you. All in favor of the agenda, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The agenda has been approved. Next is to approval of the minutes of the previous meeting. Is there any changes or modifications to the minutes or facilitator's report? Not hearing it, could have a motion for approval of the minutes and facilitator's report.
Have to move approval.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second, Dean.
Thank you. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Minutes and so today's report have been approved. Next item on the agenda is statistics report.
For 2017 Florida Building Code, we have 6,198 approved product applications, and the total is 6,948. For products, we have 25,758 approved ones, and the total is 29,034, and for the entities we have 124 approved ones, and the total is 412. That concludes the statistics report. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any comments on the statistics report? Not hearing any. Next item on the agenda would be conditional approvals, with all conditional approval requirements were met. Next item is proposed rule G161D20 -3.007, waiving of the product approval application fee.
All right.
Do we have?
Good morning. It's Tom, and it's Tom Campbell. Staff is proposing a change to this rule to allow the commission to waive fees for a specified amount of time. The plan is to waive all the product approval fees from July 1st of 2020 through December 31st of 2020 for all manufacturers who are revising or affirming their current product approvals or submitting new product approvals to the 2020 code. Does anybody have any questions about that?
Okay, so...
Do we need a POC motion on this?
Right, so the motion would be that the product approval POC recommend the commission initiate rulemaking for Rule 61G20-3.007 to authorize the commission to waive product approval application fees for a specified period of time pursuant to the proposed rule language.
Very good. Do we have such a motion?
Councilman, I make the motion of what Judge Jeff just said.
You're not going to repeat it? Do we have a second?
Second, Hamburger.
All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion has been approved. Next item on the agenda is review and approval of entity applications 26, which we have. They're either renewals and or revisions. Do we have any public comment on the 26 entities? We have a motion for approval of the entities.
Compton, move approval.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second, Hamburger.
Thank you. All in favor of the entities, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The entities have been approved. Now, Mr. Blair is going to illustrate what the format is.
Very good. So the posted consent agenda had 160 products recommended for approval. After the deadline for submittal of comments, there were comments submitted on eight of the products, pretty much similar in nature regarding removing a proprietary note. So the first, there's two threshold questions. The first is, does the POC members, the commissioners, wish to pull those off for individual consideration? And if so, then we'll do that. And if not, then we'll just approve the consent agenda as it was originally posted with 160. If you do decide to pull off the eight products for individual consideration, then there's another threshold question. A couple of the manufacturers were willing to make the change of removing the proprietary note, and others were not. So the threshold question is to decide whether the proprietary note should be required to be removed or not, and then if so, take the same action on all eight of them, since they're basically the same. You know, there should be consistency in what is recommended. So that's the second piece. The first piece is whether you as the POC wish to pull those eight comments off that were received after the fact. It's certainly your choice to do what you think is best. So let's have that discussion.
Did we receive any public comments, written comments?
We did. After the deadline, Miami-Dade submitted comments on eight products, but they're not submitted in the consent agenda because they came after it was already posted online. Now, Mo has uploaded new documents with those comments, but the comments were provided as a supplement that you can see, but they're not in the consent agenda because they missed the deadline for submittal.
Okay. Looks like the public wish to comment.
Commissioner Compton? Go ahead.
I'll wait for the public.
Okay.
Member of the POC would comment.
It looks like these just involve some kind of a note they want removed. I mean, I'm not seeing anything technical here. No.
This is Mo Megani. That's true. Yes. I think the issue has to do with the statements that's on the drawings. It says this copyrighted, drawings, and we have seen that throughout the years on the drawings, and has not been an issue that we are aware of. So I agree with you. There is no technical aspect to it at this point.
Then I would say leave them on the consent agenda.
All right.
That's my opinion.
Okay, so that is a choice. So let's see if anybody from the public wants to comment before we do that. And with that in mind, you would just make a motion to approve the consent agenda of all 160 products recommended for approval, and that would settle that issue. Does anybody from the public wish to comment before the commission takes action or the POC members take action? Apparently not. Go ahead, Commissioner Compton.
I approve the consent agenda as submitted. I move approval of the consent agenda as submitted.
So we just need a second.
Second, Dean.
Go ahead, Commissioner Stone. We have a motion and a second. Jeff, are you still there? All right. Are the commissioners on the phone still?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Well, we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing no discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Commissioner Stone, are you on the phone at this time or not? Maybe Jim Steve. All right. Well, anyway, we still have a quorum and the motion passed on a vote of 4-0 if Commissioner Stone was not there. Commissioner Swoop, you're not on the phone yet, are you? You didn't join late? Okay. All right. Well, I'm just going to proceed then through the agenda. So the next issue is there's a DB.
Check this.
1 second.
Jeff Stone is not on the phone.
Oh, he's
it's is on. Is Gilson still there?
David Gilson, are you on the phone?
I'm still here, yes.
Okay, very
just
good.
Just wanted to make sure. Okay, it's fine. Yeah.
And we know Nan is there and David and.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the next issue are the DBPR applications, and similar situation. There were submitted the consent agenda was for approval of all of the applications, and after the fact, Miami-Dade submitted comments in writing on 9 of those, and it's the same situation. I think, Mo, why don't you speak?
Yeah,
I
think with the
this.
DBPR one, as you know, those are approved by the department. The comments on them has been handled and addressed, so there is no action needed at this point.
Okay, so there's no action needed. We're good. We're good. All right. So that.
I'm back. My phone went dead.
Ah. Okay. Well, we went ahead and voted in favor of the consent agenda, not removing the products, so that they were all 160 were approved unanimously for approval. We just did the DPR. There was nothing to do because Mo felt that even though the comments are received, the applications are all in a posture for approval, satisfactory to meet the requirements of the rule. And we're now at the opportunity for public comment, if you'd like to continue.
Okay, thanks. Is there any public comment? Is there any public comment? I'm not hearing any. I guess we just need a roll call.
Yes, sir. All right. Roll call number 2, Commissioner Stone.
Present.
Commissioner Compton.
Here.
Commissioner Dean.
Sorry, present.
Okay. Commissioner Gilson.
Yes, sir.
And Commissioner Homburger.
I'm here.
Very good. We have the same 5 that we had on opening.
Thank you. I just want to make sure that everybody understands. I lost a bet to my grandson who is a University of Florida engineering student, and I might have to wear a blue shirt from the engineering department at the meeting because I lost the bet. So I don't want anybody to make fun of me and wearing orange and blue.
All right, Jeff.
There you go. Go Gators.
Oh, okay.
St. August. Bye-bye.
All right.
That's all. Bye.
So the chair adjourned the meeting. Bye.
Thank you.
That's all right.
That was a heck of a game.
Yeah.
That's 10, 14.
Hey, you know, can't win them all, you know.